This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Still to come on today's edition of You Better You Bet on BetQL. Tuesday, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Final hour is the power hour. All our bets for tonight, including side, total, props for the Suns and the Clippers. We got Knights, Canadiens. We got Major League Baseball. We're going to give you our Euro Cup bets in the next segment here. In hour number two, next hour, Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, is going to join us, breaking down the NBA. James Mazzola, for-profit podcast on the Travelers Championship in Connecticut this weekend on the PGA Tour. We're really excited for that. But right now, we continue the NFL conversation, and we do it with one of the absolute best in the business. That is Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, former NFL General Manager Michael Lombardi on Twitter at MLombardiNFL. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights. The sports books, they don't want you to see it. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, you can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app. Michael, really appreciate you returning to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here. BetQL, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, and Michael, let's start with a conversation Nick and I were just having last segment. Really curious to get your opinion on the NFC West, obviously off of some of the McVay comments today, really bullish on Matthew Stafford, his quarterback, and maybe the upgrade from Jared Goff. So in the betting markets, the 49ers are the favorite right now, the Rams right behind them. So kind of your predicted order of finish right now, San Francisco, Rams, Seattle, Arizona. I'm curious if you kind of agree with that order or if you think there could be kind of an upset in the division.
Well, you know, I mean, look, let's start at the bottom. Let's start at Arizona. I mean, if you watch Arizona over the last 10 games of the season and you watch and look at Kyle Murray's stats, you know, they win two games. They beat the Giants. They beat the Eagles. And the third win was a Hail Mary pass against the Buffalo Bills at the end of the game. Other than that, they really struggled the last eight games of the season, nine games of the season. So, you know, I don't know where they are. They love to sign older players. They love to bring back guys that were once great that I'm not sure they're great anymore. And can Murray play to the level that everybody thinks he's played to, that he's never demonstrated consistently for 16 games? He's great when he can run around. He's got an incredible arm. But, you know, when the pocket pressures him inside and he's forced to play quarterback behind the center in the pocket, things haven't really worked that well for him. If you look at his yards per attempt and the ability to throw it up the field. So, you know, I think they have a lot to prove to me before Arizona gets there. The Rams are really a good team. And the only thing that worries you about the Rams is their depth. I mean, if I were, and I just wrote this column for The Athletic, if I were Sean McVay flying to Paris for my wedding, I would be worried about, you know, Andrew Whitworth at left tackle. That would be my biggest concern, because if we lose Whitworth, and then Note Bloom has to go play at left tackle, there's real problems. It's going to be concerning. So other than that, you know, I think their defense, their depth isn't great. And, you know, this is a war of attrition in the National Football League. And so they can stay healthy. They'll be there at the end, but staying healthy is hard. Staying healthy falls right in line with San Francisco. I think Kyle Shanahan's biggest concern isn't whether Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be able to hold off of, you know, Trey Lance. The fact is, I think that his defense, can he stay healthy? Do they have enough corners to cover? I think that's the biggest concern. And for Seattle, I think it's all about their pass rush. Are they going to get something out of Carlos Dunlap, Alton Smith, or LJ Collier? I think they have to be able to rush the passer. I like the Rams, but I hold my breath because I'm not sure they're going to be healthy enough.
The life of an NFL coach, by the way. Imagine you flying to Paris to marry a beautiful woman and someone asks you, hey, coach, you nervous? Yeah. About the wedding? Nah. Joe Noteboom. God bless Sean McVay and God bless the
National
Football
League. Would you be nervous about Joe Wet No Boom? I would be.
I mean, I gotta tell you, not if I'm in Paris getting married. That's just me, though. That's why I'm not wired to be an NFL head coach. I'm just being honest. There's a team that we've been meaning to get to this week in great detail. I haven't had the chance to just yet, so I want to give you the opportunity to talk about them. That is the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, like, the news coming out of minicamp is not like earth shattering. Travis Fulgham, maybe the starter in three wide receiver sets with Rager, and of course the Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith. But I'm thinking about that wide receiver pairing and the offensive line, obviously going to be healthier than it was last year. I'm kind of excited about this offense and Jalen Hurts. Were concerns about the defense, maybe some concerns about Sirianni here, but maybe the Eagles could be better than people expect. Win total right now currently sitting at 6.5. What do you forecast right now, Michael, for Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, and the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I think there's a lot of questions starting with Nick Sirianni. I mean, is he going to be good enough? I mean, I don't know. I really don't. You know, is he going to fit to the program that they want him to fit into? They want to throw the ball. They don't want to run it. They want to throw it. If they threw it 70 times a game, I think the owner would be happy. I mean, that's what they want to do. And can they stay healthy? I mean, the last 3 years since they fired their team doctor 3 years ago, they've yet to stay healthy at any part of their team. So I think there's a lot of question marks. And the biggest one is Jalen Hurts. How good is he? You know, well, you know, remember, Jalen Hurts got benched in the Georgia game when they had to throw the ball, and they put Tua in who can't throw the ball, which tells you a lot and makes you worry. And Hurts can run the RPOs, and what's going to happen when people game plan against him and have to handle him and they see him every single week with Joe Flacco as the backup, which makes no sense at all because you're changing offenses once Hurts comes out and Flacco goes in. And then I think the biggest question mark is defense. I mean, they're a zone team on defense. They've got one corner in Slay. They got to hope that Graham, they've got to hope Fletcher Cox, they've got to hope that all their defensive linemen can come through for them because they're not going to be able to really match up against three receivers. This is Indianapolis's scheme. The difference is they don't have linebackers like India. There's no Darius Leonard. Eric Wilson, who they signed from the Vikings, has got to duplicate the Darius Leonard role. I'm not sure he can do that. So I don't think they're going to be as bad as people suspect, but I think it's going to be challenging, and especially defensively, where I think they're going to have a hard time getting off the field if they don't play some man-to-man.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Michael, we obviously go from, you know, Eagles to their old quarterback, Carson Wentz, who's now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. And there was a great piece on ESPN today, like, you know, sort of a gushing praiseworthy piece about the bond between Frank Reich and Carson Wentz. And obviously Reich, the coach of Indianapolis now, and Wentz now the quarterback there with Philip Rivers retiring. The Colts win total is 10. And obviously they go from Rivers to Wentz, and there's some other roster moves that have been made, but this is a team that obviously still has, you know, really Super Bowl expectations, at least deep playoff run expectations with that quarterback switch and Wentz now paired up with Reich again. Do you like Indianapolis that much this season?
I do. I really do. I believe in Frank. I believe in Frank Wright. I think he's a really good coach. And I think that when you watch the evolution of Carson Wentz from 2017, before he got injured in the Rams game, you know, they were a team that ran the football effectively. They had two backs on that Eagle team, Jay Ajayi, 5 yards a carry, and LeGarrette Blount having 5 yards a carry. They would run the ball. I mean, that was the problem. They would run the ball. And then once Wentz got hurt, they became an RPO team to help Nick Foles. And they never changed that. They stayed with the RPO methodology. And I think that wasn't what Wentz is really good at doing. I think Wentz needs to be under center. I think Wentz needs play action passes. I think Wentz needs the running game to help him. And I think Jonathan Taylor and Marlon Mack and Hines and all those backs they have in Indianapolis, I think is certainly going to help him. And I think he's going to prove to be a better player. I mean, this guy was going to win the MVP in 17 if he doesn't get hurt. You know, and he scores a touchdown on a torn ACL and comes back for the 2-point play. Now, I don't know what happened in the locker room, but clearly there was a disconnect between him and Doug Peterson. They're both gone. I think that gets resurrected. I think Carson Wentz has a good year. I think that the concern you have for the Colts, do they have enough coverage, and can they get enough out of their pass rush? They've got to be able to win with rushing four. And if they're going to beat Kansas City, they've got to win with rushing four and put pressure on Mahomes, put pressure on Watson, and if he ever comes back, put pressure on the great quarterbacks with their front.
You better you bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Tuesday talking National Football League with Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, former NFL GM, the great Michael Lombardi. I want to stay in the AFC South, Michael, because like it's one thing for me to kind of come on, someone who's watched the NFL and is like obsessed with it, to talk about the impact Julio Jones is going to make on the Titans. And I know you really like the Colts. I kind of like the Titans in that division. I didn't like them before the Julio trade. I kind of feel like Julio unlocks their offense, but I'm curious what you think. You obviously GM at the highest level here. Julio Jones goes to Tennessee. What does Julio do for the Titans, and who do you like to win the AFC South? Both teams right about the same odds, about even money right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Indy and Tennessee.
Oh, I think Tennessee has a lot of question marks. I mean, and they all around health. Right? Is Bud Dupree going to be healthy? Is Caleb Farley going to be healthy? Are they going to be able to cover anybody in their back end? They couldn't last year. They were one of the worst defense historically in the National Football League on defense. It was really bad to watch. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't rush the passer, and they couldn't play the pass. Other than that, they played great. Other than those three, they played great. I mean, they couldn't do anything. And so, you know, they add Bud Dupree. They haven't drafted well over the last few years. You know, defensively, you know, that's a concern. Offensively, there were 31 running backs in the National Football League in the career that had over 400 carries. The next year, only two of them were able to duplicate that and add another one to the mix. That was Derrick Henry. He did it. That's a hard odds to overcome. Can he do it 2 years in a row? I find that interesting. Now, the Julio Jones thing, I think he makes them better. He makes A.J. Brown much better. Here's the issue with A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's not a hard guy to cover. He's a really hard guy to tackle. And when he gets the ball in his hands, it's hard to get him on the ground. He's always covered. He will always be covered because he doesn't separate from anybody. But he comes down with the ball because he's a great rebound receiver. He's got strong hands. He's physical. And he's tough. And when that ball's in his hands, you better be really tough to tackle him. A.J. will get the coverage. Julio will get the coverage. A.J. will get singled. And they got to be the right guy. The problem is Julio going to be healthy? Julio was on the injury report in week three of the season with a hamstring. This wasn't just he got hurt at the end of the year. He was hurt all year with this hamstring. And that's been the problem. And as you get older in the National Football League, those injuries creep up on you.
Michael, I know, you know, if we're trying to think about contenders in the AFC, obviously Indy and Tennessee are two of those. A few we haven't gotten to yet, obviously, like Baltimore and Buffalo. But a team a lot of people have identified this year as kind of like the hot team, the buzz team, and we haven't talked about them a ton on our show, has been the Chargers, right? So you obviously, you go from Anthony Lynn to Brandon Staley, Justin Herbert, who wasn't even, you know, obviously maybe wasn't even going to play last year. And then you have the odd situation with Tyrod Taylor, and Herbert sees the field and looks amazing. So you have a new coach, which I think is obviously optimistic. You know, people are optimistic about that. You have a quarterback going year one to year two. Obviously, people are going to be very optimistic with how talented Justin Herbert is. Their win total has been bet a lot over 9 in a lot of places, minus 150, minus 160 for the over with the Chargers. So people, you know, in general, in the betting market, seem very bullish on the Chargers. Are you bullish on them?
You know, I am. I think they got a chance. I mean, they got a generational talent at quarterback. I mean, they really do. And he can make plays. I think Slater, the left tackle, has got to come through. Bulaga, the right tackle, has to come through. They get a first-round pick back in Derwin James. They get Bosa back. They get their help of the defense. Plus, I think Brendan Staley, as a defensive coordinator, you know, who runs the Vic Fangio scheme, is going to be way different than Gus Bradley. Gus Bradley was a one-front, one-coverage guy. He's now in Oakland. He's now in Las Vegas. The Raiders used to move the ball at will on the Chargers because they knew what he was in. They knew his coverage, which is shocking why they hired him. But I think the Raiders want to simplify what they do defensively. They want to try to get their players to play faster and not think and not make mental mistakes. That's great if they're good enough. But typically they're not. And so I think the Chargers are a good team. I think Denver's a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl team. I think Denver's really good. But Denver doesn't have the answer at quarterback. I don't believe it's going to be Drew Lock. I know everybody says he's had great minicamps. Look, I was in the league. I've got more guys on the all Alameda team than you could ever shake a stick at. The reality of it is you got to play good in games, and Drew Lock has yet to play good in games. Even in the five at the end of the season in 19, they were not spectacular games. He just kind of managed his way through it. I think that's the huge hole. Can Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater solve it? I don't know. But I like the Chargers, and I do like the Broncos.
I want to ask you, Michael, here about the Raiders. You mentioned Las Vegas there. Their win total right now currently sitting at 7. Speaking of, like, the all-may-camp team, Henry Ruggs reportedly looks great heading into year two. It feels like, in all seriousness, people are caught up maybe sleeping on the Raiders, maybe Rip Van Winkle here for good reason. Maybe they're going to come in last in the division. You said you like Denver. Chargers have a generational talented quarterback. The Chiefs are obviously the Chiefs here. What about the Raiders and their win total of 7 here in about 90 seconds here, Michael?
I like them to go over. I think they're an 8-9 team. I think they'll be really good on offense. I think they'll fade at the end of the year like they've done. I just don't think they're good enough on defense. Their defensive front's not good enough. And you're not going to be able to play the Gus Bradley scheme without a dominant defensive front. You've got to be able to have great edge players. You know, Max Crosby is not a great edge player. You know, and Ndakwe runs past the quarterback on almost every single play. He might get double-digit sacks, but there's going to be of those other plays, he doesn't get to the quarterback. He's going to be past them all the time. I'm bullish on their defense. I don't think they can cover, and I don't think they have a pass rush. I think they're really good on offense, though.
We'll see about that win total of 7 here for the Las Vegas Raiders heading into next season in a very tough division, the AFC West. Michael, we love having you on You Better, You Bet. Your analysis is spectacular. We really appreciate it. Hope you stay well, and we look forward to talking to you soon. And listen, if you go away on vacation at any point soon, please do yourself a favor and don't be thinking about any backup offensive linemen. Try and enjoy yourself, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Bye-bye.
That is the great Michael Lombardi here with us, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls, of course, presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help all of us make better bets through real proven analytics. So bet smarter and beat the books by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. Some really interesting stuff there for Michael Lombardi. He may have single-handedly talked me off the Titans in the AFC South.
Yeah, there was definitely a good argument there in on Indianapolis and in on Carson Wentz as like a rejuvenated career. And there's obviously been a lot of discussion the last couple of days about that. A couple of pieces written about him and Reich's relationship. That's an interesting team as well. I feel like both of those teams in the AFC South, it could almost the range of possible options there. I feel like you and I have both talked about the Tennessee being terrible or being amazing. Indianapolis obviously has Carson Wentz, so I feel like terrible's on the table, or they could be amazing. The range of outcomes there is just really wide.
All right, great stuff there from Michael Lombardi talking football. Next up, it's football, meaning we go from football to football. Our Euro Cup bets for tomorrow, including France and Portugal. 4 games coming up on Wednesday. Ken and I give you our bets for all of them right after this.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.